Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 18th. Got some breaking news. Jaguars, according to Ian Rappaport, they are signing Joey Sly to a one-year deal. Joey Sly heading to Duval, had been with Washington since midway through the 2021 campaign. Been an interesting season here for kicker. Been an interesting last couple years at kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, no doubt about it. But they are signing Joey Sly to a one-year deal, according to Rap Sheet. We will dive into that here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Really appreciate y'all. So, obviously, the Lambeau stuff has happened. You had Riley Patterson have a magnificent end to the 2022 campaign and have a magical kick to win a playoff game, right? Then the Jaguars decided to go get a veteran in Brandon McManus, who started off the year pretty good. He's got a huge leg, then fell apart down the stretch. Last week, the Jaguars, they thought they were signing veteran kicker Will Lutz. Lutz had played for the Broncos the year prior, had been with the Saints forever before that. The Jaguars wanted to and thought they were signing him to a three-year deal last week, but Will Lutz pulled the old switcheroo and he went back to Denver. So the Jaguars were kind of left high and dry with their kicker position. They had already decided that they were going to move on from Brandon McManus, quite frankly, after he, like I said, he fell apart down the stretch. He had some big moments early, but huge leg. Brandon McManus has one of the most talented legs in the game, I would say. But I just don't think Doug Peterson felt like he could go into another year having to rely on a guy who missed so many critical kicks that would have allowed the Jaguars to probably make the playoffs in 2023 if he made like one kick in the clutch. Specifically looking at the Cincinnati game, but there was kicks littered down the stretch where just make that kick and you're good to go. But Brandon McManus, he's going to the Washington Commanders. Joey Sly from the Washington Commanders to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they're trading places, McManus to Washington, Sly to Duval. It's an interesting move for me. Sly definitely does have a big leg, very good on kickoffs, pretty good from 50 plus overall. My concern, though, is his accuracy overall. From 40 to 49 yards, he's below 80% for his career. That number should really be in the mid-80s for you to feel comfortable with where you're at there. Last year, he missed 3 extra points. The year before that, he missed 4 extra points. The year before that, he missed 4 extra points. He's 88.5% on extra points for his career. That's insanely low. I mean, you should be above 95%. Really, you should be like 97, 98% on PATs, on extra points. And he's below 90. I mean, you might as well go for 2 every time, which maybe Doug Peterson wants to do that. I jest a little bit there. You know, Doug Peterson does love to go for 2 points, but I just don't know how you can rely on a kicker whose accuracy is so up and down. Is for, on extra points, on kicks inside of 50 yards, the accuracy is just not there. And this is a guy that, you know, there's only 32 starting kickers in the NFL. You have got to be one of the best in the world. And to me, Joey Sly right now, in terms of his accuracy, is probably not among the best 32 as a starter, right? I don't think he's one of the more accurate kickers in the NFL at all. And so for me, this just doesn't move me much. I'd rather have Riley Patterson kicking field goals again, right? Riley Patterson has been accurate in the NFL the last few years. This is a guy, Riley Patterson, that might not have the leg to really boom kickoffs, might not have the leg to feel super comfortable, you know, in terms of...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
In terms of the 50-plus yard field goals, but he's made 88.6% of his field goals in his career. And again, after he had two misses for the Jaguars in 2022 in Kansas City, he was like nearly perfect down the stretch for the Jaguars. And again, won them a playoff game, which is a lot more than Brandon McManus did down the stretch. And now I understand. I think the Jaguars want a kicker with a powerful leg. Joey Sly certainly has more power in his leg than Riley Patterson does. And I will give him some credit. Again, the last 2 years beyond 50 yards, he's 7 of 11, which you can definitely live with that. And last year, only 9.7% of his kickoffs were returned. So again, this is a guy that shows the power in his leg, but the accuracy just wanes far too often. And even on extra points, I don't recall anybody else in the league at kicker who's starting that on extra points, they're below 90%. Like, that's crazy to me. So for me, this is not a quality move, in my opinion, unless the Jaguars are somehow able to coach the accuracy into him that NFL special teams coaches have not been able to for the last 5 years. You know, four different guys have worked with him trying to get more accurate. It hasn't happened. And so for me, again, I don't really understand it. I know the Jaguars want a veteran kicker. I know the Jaguars want someone with a big leg, but I still think they've got to bring in more talent at kicker. And I think they know that this isn't the type of move that they thought they were making last week. They thought they were bringing in Will Lutz, and they thought they were going to sign him to a 3-year deal. Joey Sly, 1-year deal. So they're showing that they're not as confident in this move as they would have been with signing Will Lutz, who they wanted to, again, bring in for 3 years versus 1 year for Joey Sly. I just don't know how you could go into a season in which you have Super Bowl aspirations with, make no mistake, that's absolutely what they have. I mean, they expect to get back to the playoffs, and they expect to be able to compete in the playoffs and try to go get a championship. Like, that's the goal. You are in a championship window right now with Trevor Lawrence on a rookie deal. Whether they're making the most of that championship window, you can debate that, certainly. You can also debate if Joey Sly is a quality starting kicker, because I just don't see it from an accuracy standpoint. So Riley Patterson, he has the accuracy inside of 50 yards, but just doesn't have the booming leg. Joey Sly doesn't have the accuracy, but he does have the booming leg. If you could put those guys' two talents together into one kicker, you'd be feeling great, but that's not what you have. And you're not going to carry two kickers. Teams just don't do that. So I don't really know what you're going to do to make sure that you have a kicking game that is up to par, that's going to be able to help you in key situations and make sure that you're not falling flat and key extra points, short kicks, right? I don't know how it's going to play out for Joey Sly and the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I do believe they need more talent in their kicking room. I think that there's several guys in this 2024 NFL draft class that they could bring in late or even undrafted to compete. And maybe you find a guy that just can get the job done. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe the Jaguars just want to get back to a lot more going for it on fourth down, going for it, 2-point conversions. Maybe that's the strategy they want to have. I don't know. I do know they wanted to sign Will Lutz last week and didn't get that job done for whatever reason. So now they're stuck with Joey Sly here and Riley Patterson. We'll see how it plays out for them. Really appreciate y'all tuning in, though. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. And again, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.